Taking a look into last Friday's Cattle on Feed report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Last Friday was the first Cattle on Feed report for 2026, and it showed tightening of cattle and beef supplies. Overall, cattle on feed in the United States was down 3%. And USDA livestock economist Michael McConnell gives us some more details.
January 1st, in feedlots that had a capacity of over 1,000 head, there's 11.45 million head of cattle in those feedlots. That's 3% lower than a year ago.
And as for a look at placements in feedlots during December, that totals 1.55 million head, 5% below 2024. Marketings of fed cattle during December totaled 1.77 million head, 2% above 2024. Other disappearances totaled 58,000 head during December, 2% below 2024.
Have fewer head of cattle in feedlots, so supplies are relatively tighter in those feedlots. A lot of that is due to the fact that we've had lighter placements over the last several months, and in particular, the fourth quarter of 2025, as cattle supplies have been relatively tight with relatively low cattle inventories overall in the United States.
He also adds that a significant number of animals have remained in feedlots for over 150 days.
Which indicates that although feedlot supplies and the number of animals in feedlots are relatively tight, that distribution is skewed a little bit more towards more market-ready animals that are heavier and have been in feedlots for a long time, ready to be marketed as beef.
Taking a look at current inventory for our local states here on feedlots with 1,000-plus head as of January 1st, Iowa had 650,000 head, Nebraska had 2,580,000 head, South Dakota 230,000 head, Kansas at 2,400,000 head, and in Texas 2,780,000 head on feed. Again, hearing from USDA economist Michael McConnell on this Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman.